Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
For many years, our steady, cool, and temperate climate has made the Arcata Bottoms a great place to grow flowers. Up until 1984, most of the flowers, primarily daffodils, iris, and lilies, were grown outside. In 1984, a Dutchman named Lane de Vries came to Arcata. When he had immigrated to this country a few years earlier, he had $160 in his pocket. As soon as Lane came to Arcata, he began farming flowers, much like his ancestors in Holland. He built his first greenhouse in 1984. In 1991, he purchased Sun Valley Group with help from two partners. In two decades, the company steadily expanded and flourished under Lane's leadership. In recent years, Sun Valley has found it difficult to make a profit selling flowers for multiple reasons. For example, international competition, the high cost of farming in California, sagging sales due to COVID-19, a large company named Pro Flowers, who had been one of their biggest customers who went bankrupt, failing to pay millions owed Sun Valley. Recently, in order to sustain his business as one of the largest wholesale flower dealers in the country, Lane realized he had to generate more revenue if he wanted to keep his 450 employees employed. So he initially proposed to lease about 20 acres of greenhouse to farmers who wished to grow cannabis. When he met with opposition from some of his neighbors, Lane pared down the size and scope of his proposal. I think it's now around 10 acres or maybe less. People are still complaining that the odor will be awful, the light's ubiquitous, and all that. Some are characterizing Lane as a greedy big business capitalist and Sun Valley as a mean corporate giant. Those people are likely of the same ilk who were protesting a few years ago when Cypress Grove Cheese wanted to put a few more goats in their neighborhood. No goats, no flowers. What do these NIMBY Arcatans want? Apparently an idyllic village where only poets, painters, and students are welcome in the neighborhood. Real jobs apparently do not matter. I've known Lane de Vries for many years, and he has gained my highest regard for his common sense, integrity, and reliability. He is down to earth, drives a modest old pickup, works long hours, loves his family, is a man of deep faith, also one who keeps his word. While I am sorry that the flower business needs to be supplemented by adding cannabis, if he says that's the case, I trust it is so. I also would reassure neighbors in the Arcata area that Lane would like to accommodate you at every turn, wherever it is reasonable and possible. He's a good listener, and as far as I know, he's not planning to go anywhere soon. However, if the supervisors allow the appeals to shut down Sun Valley's plans to lease a small portion of their greenhouses to cannabis, it will likely push Mr. de Vries away and the 450 employees of Sun Valley with him. Consider the consequences. There are many who could be worse neighbors, and there will certainly be fewer jobs in an area that desperately needs paid employees and businesses that pay taxes. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.